Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Let's go right behind the curtain and see who's there. Colin Harty, the festival manager at The Others Way. I think I can Good unveil morning. Them. Morena. Oh.
Good morning. How are you going?
How are you going? You must be very, very busy.
Yeah, it's full steam ahead, just a week away.
Just a week away to The Others Way, and it's not the only job you do, but it's just something that must take up several months of the year for you.
Yeah, it's definitely been, it's a marathon, not a sprint, getting everything ready for the festival, but we're tracking good and we're hoping for some weather like this next week.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because I see this year you have an outdoor stage, or is that something that's always been there? I've only been to The Others Way once, which was last year, so... What's the story with the outdoor stage?
So 2 years ago, we did one on Galatos Street.
Oh, okay. Last year
we didn't. And then this year we're just levelling it up a little bit by putting one on K Road. So sort of right. Oh, you go.
Yeah, sorry, Colin, I was going to say, where will that be on K Road?
So we're closing the road from Upper Queen Street through to Pitt Street. And the stage is going to be sort of smack bang. Just before the rainbow crossing.
Wow, that'll look great. So you've got to build a stage. What? So the road must get closed pretty early in the day.
Yeah, the road gets closed at 2 a.m. and the stage, but everything sort of starts from 3 a.m. So it's going to be a big day for the crew, but it should hopefully all come together seamlessly.
Yeah, huge day. That's the main stage, the one that's by the Rainbow Crossing. And who's the headliner for that? You know, I know, but tell us anyway.
Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory.
Right. And so that has how many people playing on that main stage throughout the evening? Maybe four or five?
Four acts.
Yeah, four
acts on that stage throughout the evening.
Great. And one of them is an act from Toronto called Saya Gray. Tell us about Saya.
I feel like maybe she's a little bit slept on here in New Zealand, but she's this amazing electronic indie pop. I don't even know how you describe it, but it's like very ethereal, beautiful music. So we're really excited to have her over for The Others Way. And we've also got a show down in Ponake on the Friday with her, so I would definitely add her to your list to listen to and come and have a look if you haven't heard it before.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it before, and I listened to the track that you're going to introduce us to, and wow, amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, it's really... I personally actually hadn't heard of her before Ruben booked her for The Others Way, and then I gave her a listen, and I was like, oh, this is going to be so cool live.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, I really can't wait.
And has a great look as well.
Yeah, she's definitely, there's a vibe. Like, she's definitely a vibe.
She's definitely a vibe, okay. And so Saya Gray's on the act before Sharon Van Etten, and I think it's 8:30, is it? Something like that.
Yeah, 8:20.
8:20, okay. 8:20 on the main stage by the Rainbow Crossing on K Road, and this is a little taste of what you'll get. This is... Shell of a Man, Saya Gray. Yeah.
I'm still hung up on cobweb saying, I can't go back to that, no. I'm gonna leave you soon, cause I can't go back to that, no. No. Song about you and your voodoo doll fetish. There's a difference in visiting a memory and living in the past. I've lasted this long as a rubber ball. You pick me up and throw me up against the wall. How do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs and I can't go back to that.
That's lovely. That's Saya Gray and Shell of a Man. And Saya is playing on the main stage at The Other's Way at 20 past 8. Is Colin Harty, who's our guest this morning for your gig, is showing. The festival manager at The Other's Way will attest to. That's great, Colin.
Yeah, she's going to be pretty awesome.
So what are some of the acts that you're looking forward to seeing? I mean, it's such a lineup. It's huge. We can't go through them all, but it's all online. But for you, what are you interested in going along to?
I mean, if I can make it to anything, I would, yeah, definitely get to Saya. Like, of the locals, the people like Ma and Womb, just, who else?
Womb's such a great show live, aren't they? Their vocal, their harmonies are sensational.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. Like, you can't, I don't know, it's like you go to another world when you watch Womb, so they're going to be awesome.
Where are Womb playing?
Womb are playing at Double Whammy.
Okay, Double Whammy. So 9 venues. Can you quickly take us through what they are?
Cool. So we've got Neck of the Woods, Double Whammy, Whammy, the K Road stage, Flying Out, which is an all-ages stage, Pitt Street Church, which is also an all-ages stage, Galatos, A-Space, and the Studio.
Where's A-Space? Is that new?
It's the back of Atros.
Where is that? Is this a new venue or it's been around for a bit?
It's sort of more of a bar.
Oh, it's a bar. Okay, got
it's
it.
A bar.
Right.
It's sort of, it's across the road from the studio, sort of on that side of K Road.
Understood.
Sort of right across from the studio.
So quite a small venue?
Yeah, it's a little small one, but we've got some really good acts in there. We've got Sampology, Babyface Killer, Karu and Brandon Shiraz. So it's going to be a vibe.
Yeah, Pitt Street Church, lovely venue.
Oh, Pitt Street is amazing. Like, it's such a, again, the lineup in there is very beautifully curated. Holly Smith, Florist, Tiny Runes Duo, Shannon Lay. Like, it's going to be a very, like, beautiful setting in there.
Yeah, it's lovely. And for anyone who hasn't been to The Other's Way before, you have to make sure you're relatively organised. You know where you're going to and who's on when. But also, one thing to be aware of is that you need to get the wristband before you start investigating all these venues, don't you?
Yeah. You can pick up your wristband nice and early from Flying Out on the morning of. Otherwise, our main ticketing booth opens at 3 p.m. at the top of Burraford Street, just outside the new train station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So last year it was outside flying out, wasn't it, by the church? So you just cross the road and you've got a set up there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just a little bit of a bigger setup to, for this one.
Right. So you go along with your ticket and they issue you the wristband.
And then you can just get into all your venues. All venues have security and will be doing their thing as per a normal night on K Road. So be prepared for that. But otherwise, it's sort of a get your wristband and choose your own adventure across the street.
That's right. How are ticket sales going? Do you have a like a does it stop at some point where you don't let anyone else buy a ticket?
We're actually sold out for the full
Ah,
festival ticket,
okay. All
but we
done.
do. I mean, it's great. It's super exciting. But we do have main stage only tickets on sale. So that ticket will get you Con and Moccasin, HDU, Say a Grey, and Sharon Van Etten, which is also a killer night just on its own. So
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what's the cost of if you just wanted to go to the main stage? How much is that going to cost you for a ticket?
oh God.
You look online and see.
I'm looking up online. That's not in my remit. I think it's about $100.
Not bad for four really good acts. Okay, that's good to know. So anyone who hasn't got a ticket, if they just want to go to the main stage, and hopefully it's not raining,
Hopefully, fingers crossed for this weather.
And Georgia Knight you've chosen as well, and Georgia's Australian, I believe.
Yes, she's Australian. She's a bit of an honorary Kiwi at the moment because she's moved to Lyttelton. I saw her earlier in the year at Big Sound in Brisbane and was just blown away. Like, she's so cool.
Where's Georgia performing?
She's performing at Double Whammy at 7:30.
Okay, this is Georgia Knight and Not Bad at All. Georgia, one of the artists featuring in a huge lineup. It's everyone from the Bats through to Ma, as Colin said. And this is Georgia Knight who will be at Double Whammy with Not Bad at All.
What I've done, I don't rightly know. But my heart feels lighter than the blanket of snow. One night they called me up on the phone. I got a feeling I ain't that bad at all. I ain't hungry, but I'm very, very thirsty. Never been clean and I good and dirty. I park in my car, I stake out for the mall. I got a feeling I ain't that bad at all. I'm looking for a boy. Smoke, good bed in the world. I watch them spin in a little drop of money. Got a feeling I.
That's Georgia Knight, not bad at all. And Georgia playing at Double Whammy the next Saturday night for the Others Way as part of a huge lineup. And Coolin Harty is my guest this morning on Your Gig Is Showing, festival manager at the Others Way. That's going to be a good gig too, Coolin.
Yeah, she's real cool. She's got some cool tricks up her sleeve. So, yeah, definitely worth trying to catch.
What's the rest of the week hold for you with all of these bands trying to, with so many things that they'll all be wanting to know and you'll be wanting to tell them? It must be an email hell.
Yeah, the emails are pretty crazy, but feeling on top of it. Probably try to get through a few on the weekend whilst people aren't online. So
yeah, as festival manager, what does that entail? Everything.
Yeah, it is a little bit of everything really. But I like to understand how everything's working, so then if something goes wrong, I know how to fix it.
Yeah, and on the evening and the night, you won't really get much of a chance to be watching that many gigs, will you? You'll be perhaps racing from here to there?
Yeah, last year it was definitely, I was sort of running from venue to venue to our HQ. I think I managed to watch about 10 minutes of Lady Hawk in Double Whammy, so that was cool.
That was it, right. Well, yeah, I chose a track, Coolin, to play, and they're on the main stage, Conan Moccasin. I think starts the main stage set.
Yep, he's opening up the main stage.
And first gig for a long time in New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm under the impression that his last time he played was about 2020 in New Zealand, so it's going to be pretty special.
What time did you say, or did you not?
I didn't say. He's on at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock, okay, on the main stage, as the Others Way takes over. It's a big takeover of K Road. Hopefully we've covered off everything you need to know. Tickets still available for that main stage event, which I think is a great idea, but I suppose people will be somebody on security stopping you from going anywhere else. Do you get a different wristband if you just buy those tickets?
Yes, yeah, we've got different coloured wristbands, so right. All goes to plan, it all work out. All
right, I'm sorry, you're not allowed past here. No, okay. All right, hey, Coolin, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to all the things you have to do as festival manager. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, and I hope the show goes well, and I'm praying to the weather gods for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Coolin Harty from The Others Way, festival manager, and this is Conan Moccasin, BND.
Grades are slipping, every subject except for music. Music. I don't know what you're doing, but you must be doing something right.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Boston. Seems to like you.
I like him back.
Well, don't let this one slip. Or you could be going to military school.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.